Welcome to The Motivated Mind, where I challenge you to expand your perspective on how to achieve a successful life through motivational lessons, reflections, and interviews with other motivated minds. Welcome back to The Motivated Mind, a top 100 health podcast, thanks to each of you. This is episode 401, and I'm your host, Scott Lynch. If I've brought you any value, please be sure to leave a review, hit that subscribe or follow button, and please be sure to share the podcast. Thanks for making The Motivated Mind part of your story. Having spent over a decade in the cannabis industry, I've witnessed many consumers, myself included, grappling with the overwhelming abundance of options and information available, especially when it comes to navigating the thousands of cannabis strains. It's like navigating a maze. And driven by this challenge, my team and I embarked on a journey 4 years ago to change this narrative. Our goal was to provide consumers with the data and education necessary to make informed decisions, enhance their cannabis experience, and ultimately improve their lives. Today, I'm grateful and happy to announce that we've launched HashDash, the world's first personalized cannabis matching platform that leverages over 637,000 cannabis strain data points to match you with your favorite cannabis that aligns with your unique preferences. Our platform centers around three key pillars: matching, community, and education. All three are aligned with our mission of empowering cannabis enthusiasts and newcomers alike, transforming confusion into clarity in the vast world of cannabis consumption. Say goodbye to the guesswork. Discover, learn, and elevate your cannabis experience with HashDash. Sign up for free at HashDash.com and find your cannabis match. That's HashDash.com. I used to be stressed out of my mind. At one point, I was running three companies at the same time while trying to manage my personal life. Most days, I was in back-to-back meetings, managing multiple teams, putting out fires, and trying to complete all my other projects and tasks. To say my nervous system was being pushed would be an understatement. Deep down, I knew this was not sustainable. And not only that, it wasn't how I wanted to live each day. I didn't want to live in this entangled net of stress all the time. So I set out to change that. I spent countless hours scouring the internet and research papers to find a better way to manage my stress. And that's when I bumped into Andrew Huberman's work, which led me to his podcast, Huberman Lab. I spent hours upon hours binging every single Andrew Huberman podcast episode I could find. Now, for those of you who might not be familiar with Andrew Huberman, he's a neuroscientist and tenured professor in the Department of Neurobiology and, by courtesy, Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at Stanford School of Medicine. He has made numerous significant contributions to the fields of brain development, brain function, and neuroplasticity. In other words, he comes with some pretty impressive credentials. And here's what I found. Through my deep dive into his content, Huberman states most people are taught how to drive a car, but most people are not taught how to drive their nervous system. This is the problem with stress. We all experience it, but we don't know how to control it. It's like jumping into a car for the first time with no prior knowledge and being thrown into the busy city roads of Boston. And that's what stress and anxiety feels like for most of us. It gets the best of us at the worst times. We've all been there. As deadlines loom, work piles up, and the stakes get bigger, it takes over our entire lives. To the point where we stop seeing the vast world we live in. We fail to be present. We get caught up in this turbulence that forces us to only focus on the stress and anxiety. And in turn, it paralyzes us into submission. We feel like we can't escape it. 94% of workers report feeling stress at work. And as many as 66% of students have suicidal thoughts when under stress. Stress is a deadly epidemic that we don't talk about enough. But we also have an incredible inner power to withstand unimaginable levels of stress. There are thousands, if not millions, of examples of humans facing stressors, from war to being in a horrible accident to giving birth to being abducted, like my last guest, Cheryl Hunter. But to overcome stress, we need to understand what stress actually is. Because it's a misunderstood phenomenon that we can harness for good. Stress is the body's built-in response to perceived threats and demands. The hypothalamus tells the adrenal glands to release cortisol and adrenaline. Our heart pounds faster. Our muscles tense. Our senses sharpen. It's a survival mechanism. It prepares our body and mind for potential action and response. But here's the issue. Most of us were never taught how to control it. And when left unchecked, it can ruin our life. So, what do we do? First, we need to recognize that there are two main forms of stress, which means that we need to spend time identifying which one we face. So, what are those two types of stress? The first type is acute stress. This is where we experience intense bursts from immediate pressures. The second type is chronic stress. These are drawn out from lingering issues. So, why are these two main forms of stress so critical to identify? Because identification leads to clarity. And clarity leads to control. The second step we need to take is adopting Huberman's stress is enhancing mindset. This is a powerful mindset that allows us to frame stress completely differently from how we see it today. Rather than a sign of struggle, properly framed stress can actually boost our performance. It acts like a laser, focusing energy with pinpoint efficiency. Now, combined with a growth mindset, stress becomes fuel to expand our abilities. By changing our thought patterns, stress profoundly enhances our performance. So, here are four research-backed tools to leverage this superpower through our physiology and thoughts. Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/motivatedmind, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/motivatedmind to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/motivatedmind. Tool number one, the Wim Hof Method. We can deliberately induce acute stress states through rapid breathing. How? By doing rounds of 30 to 40 fast, full breaths. Now, what does this do? Well, a couple of things. It increases oxygen intake, and it floods our body with adrenaline. Now, what's critical while we are inducing this acute stress, while we're in this heightened state, is to practice mental control. And it's fairly straightforward. As our body courses with energy, hold your breath and consciously stay calm. Now, why would we want to deliberately induce acute stress? Well, this is what builds the skill of remaining calm and clear-headed, even as stress molecules flood our body. So, the next time we find ourselves in a stressful situation, we have a better grasp on how to remain calm and clear. Tool number two, physiological sigh. Huberman calls this the most thoroughly grounded method to calm down. And it works like this. First, inhale rapidly. The purpose of the rapid inhale is to introduce a burst of fresh oxygen into our respiratory system. Second, exhale slowly. The slow exhale reduces our heart rate and blood pressure. The torso softens. The mind clears. Focusing on this controlled breathing helps shift attention away from the emotional storm, which in turn provides a moment of calm and clarity. It restores us to baseline equilibrium. And here's the beauty and key advantage of it. We can do it anytime, anywhere. Whether we're facing emotional turbulence or simply seeking a moment of relaxation, in either situation, we can leverage the sigh to regain control of our breathing and consequently our emotional state. So, the next time you face an emotional storm, focus on your breathing and take control of it. The power is within us. Just breathe. Tool number three, reframe. Mind is like a muscle. Stress bubbles up, and this is because we are stretching beyond our comfort zone, not because we are failing. It's the expansion of our minds in real time, and it's almost identical to that of our muscles. Stressing our muscles during workouts stimulates and grows them, but unlike our muscles, our brain doesn't experience a temporary feel-good pump. Instead, we're often met with frustration, inadequacy, and doubt as we struggle to grasp new concepts. However, we can learn to embrace these cognitive growing pains. We've all been guilty at some point in our lives saying, I've reached my limits, especially those of us who are parents. But what would happen if we reframed it? What if we reframed it to, I'm expanding my limits? That expansion is where we are growing our limits. We need to internalize the belief that we're expanding our horizons. We need to embrace the stresses of learning as the reward itself and turn the tension of mental resistance into learning traction. We need to reinterpret our pain as gain. Tool number four, verbs, not labels. Our word choice, our vocabulary, when speaking to ourselves, to others, it matters. And with praise and feedback, it's paramount. Instead of using static labels like gifted or talented, we should employ action verbs that highlight the effort and actions invested. For example, if we find ourselves saying something like, you are gifted in solving problems, aka labeling, we should shift this to, it was great that you persisted through multiple approaches to solve that problem, aka action verb. By focusing on specific actions and efforts, the feedback encourages behaviors associated with growth. It shifts the emphasis from inherent traits to the process of learning and problem solving. When we describe someone as gifted, this is a big red flag. It creates a fixed mindset, implying that their abilities are innate and unchangeable. And not only that, labeling them like this undermines their future performance when they inevitably face challenges. Without ingrained growth-oriented behaviors, they may struggle to navigate difficulties. We should reward the actions, not the traits, because in turn, stress becomes our unlikely optimization platform. The key is realizing it can expand limits, not confirm them. Stress evolved to give us peak energy, to adapt and thrive. Let's harness it. This week's shout out is by Dima, who sent me a DM on Instagram. Thank you for your podcast, Healing from a Drug and Alcohol Addiction that has brought me into homelessness and mental illness. You're a light in the darkness. For an opportunity to be next week's shout out, please leave an honest review on the podcast. Send me a DM on Facebook or Instagram. Who knows? You just might be the next shout out. Thanks for listening to The Motivated Mind with your host, Scott Lynch. I hope you enjoyed my deep dive into the Huberman Stress Protocol. If you did, share it, shout it out on social media, or drop a rating and review. Stay connected with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Motivated Scott. Don't forget to join me every Monday and Thursday for new episodes. I love you all, and thanks so much for listening. The Motivated Mind is a Legacy Division.